There's significant equity implications with pedestrian safety, and it's something that, again, within the community, we talk about all the time. So this is a challenge that is multifaceted. If we look at the areas in a community that are underserved, if you look at the demographics, they have lower rates of car ownership, higher transit usage. So ultimately, these are households and populations that are walking more. Oftentimes, there is underinvestment in safe facilities in these areas. So there, in many cases, aren't sidewalks or discontinued sidewalks, sidewalks for a block and then no sidewalk. And in these locations, oftentimes, we see speeds are higher. At the same time, we'll look at maybe some of the areas within cities where there are significant investments. And a lot of times the way that pedestrian facilities have historically been built over the past, say, two decades, three decades, has been, okay, a big developer comes in. They want to build a big apartment complex. As part of that development, they are then required to build pedestrian facilities. So if you look at city centers where there's been significant development, you have amazing, pristine pedestrian facilities. But you're not getting that same investment in underserved communities.